This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Poisoned with ricin to President Trump is under arrest. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials arresting the woman whose name has not been released at the Peace Bridge, which connects Buffalo, New York to Canada. The letter was intercepted last week before it ever reached the White House. GOP Senator Ted Cruz urging his colleagues to act swiftly on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, which he's expected to announce this week.
And I believe the right thing to do is for the Senate to take up this nomination and to confirm the nominee before Election Day.
The nominee would fill the seat left vacant by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday. Democrats hoping to lure four Republican senators to their side so as to be able to block such a vote. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tropical Storm Beta threatening to bring very heavy rains to Texas, where water rescue teams are on standby as the storm is expected to make landfall late today or early tomorrow between Galveston and Corpus Christi. Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
A white business owner charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting a black man during a May 30th protest in Omaha has died by suicide days after his indictment. Lawyers for Jacob Gardner saying his body was found Sunday outside a medical clinic in Hillsboro, Oregon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A person is now in custody who is believed to have sent a letter containing the deadly poison ricin addressed to President Trump to the White House. Federal law enforcement officials saying the person whose name has not been made public was detained while trying to enter the U.S. from Canada, but no other details have been made immediately available. Authorities did say on Saturday the letter was addressed to the president but was intercepted at an off-site mail screening facility. Tests then confirmed the envelope contained that highly toxic substance. The Emotions singer Pamela Hutchinson has died at the age of 61. The group's Facebook page announcing that she died on Friday following what it refers to as health challenges she'd been battling for several years. Hutchinson was 61. The Grammy Award-winning R&B group was made up of Pamela and her two sisters, Wanda and Sheila. She was the youngest sister. The group won a Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group. with vocals in 1978 for their hit song, Best of My Love. And Eddie Murphy is now an Emmy Award-winning actor almost 4 years after leaving Saturday Night Live. The 59-year-old actor was awarded his first Emmy last night for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series for hosting SNL last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You thought it was going to be easy, right? Oh, no. Ain't like JFK said. We do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And also because our kids and our grandkids are counting on us that we do get this country back on track. Well, we've made it this far across the country on our journey. As I mentioned to you on Friday, we were heading to the mothership in Minnesota. We're here with Brad. We're doing a pre-wedding celebration for he and Maggie. Going to get married here in a couple of weeks. They're counting it down. Probably more sincere than the elections, and I don't blame them. I mean, the elections will take care of themselves. The wedding is another very and most important issue for these two. So we're real excited about what's happening here. And we're excited that Dan Perkins joins us now, the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author and columnist, syndicated radio host himself. Hey, Mr. Dan, how we doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. The ride over here, you know, we were doing a cross-country jaunt, and rather than go through the southern route, we went up through, you know, Nevada and Utah and Iowa, which goes on forever, almost as much as Texas, but the Rockies and the beauty of Colorado are just gorgeous, and it was great fun. I will say this, that through the journey, I only saw, and I mean, we're covering a lot of ground here, right? I only saw two Biden-Harris stickers, bumper stickers or any signs, only two in this entire span of geography that we traveled, but yet Donald Trump was on full display, including more so even in California in the midst of let's impeach Governor Newsom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the two states that were solidly blue for seems like forever, California and New York, are under a lot of pressure. I can't say on the air what the sign said that was painted on the street in New York City about de Blasio and Cuomo, but it wasn't favorable. They're talking about recalling the mayor of New York. Cuomo is basically off the rails, and then California with the fires and the rolling blackouts, and it's just. And there are more people leaving California that are coming in, including illegals.
Well, thank God, California and New York aren't closer. The people exiting would be running into each other and running over each other to get out of Dodge. I mean, it's that crazy. I mean, U-Haul says these are the number one and two states for people renting U-Hauls, and you see them one way, and that is heading out of town. No amount of dinners or free drinks from the governor of New York will keep people there. I mean, one minute offering drinks and dinner, and the next minute he's telling Donald Trump if he comes back to New York, I mean, forget about dinner. He says, you better bring an army with you, right?
Right.
And he's the guy, he's the guy that killed everybody. But, you know, somehow, right. we're supposed to allow them to rewrite history, I guess.
California is now proposing, the state legislators proposing a new law that says if you leave the state of California.
Oh, yeah.
You owe taxes for the following 10 years.
Right. Yeah, if you're a big business. Dan, they're still chasing me. We closed down our corporation just about 10 years ago when we left California, closed it down, filed our paperwork, and they're still haunting us. We go, there's no corporation. The corporation is gone. You got the paperwork. They go, we don't have the paperwork until we say we have the paperwork.
Right.
And
right.
A friend of mine, they haunted her forever. She just finally paid the $3,500 for them to go away. So they've been doing this already. So now they're just seeing these bigger businesses with a lot of tax base, you know, leaving Dodge. And they're saying, hey, look, you made your company here in California. You still owe us. And we're going to pursue you for the next 10 years. Only in California, crazy stuff, huh? Well, as if it's not crazy enough, of course, we got the news on Friday, and it was amazing to me, Dan, how quick, and this was probably more from the Democrats, how quick they went political on this deal. And I tweeted out, I said, look, can we not pause for just a moment? And I said, look, I didn't necessarily agree with everything about RBG, but I respect that she did what she thought was the best she could do and what she believed in. And and there are some purposes that I believe that she served. But, boy, I'll tell you, it was just like, can we pause just a moment and stay out of the political? No, the nature of politics is such is that it doesn't matter. I mean, the body can still be warm, and these people are just over hyperventilating over all this politicization. And then the statement, supposedly it came from her granddaughter, that her grandmother's dying wish was, I don't want anybody to be nominated under this president, that we should wait till the election. Like, you're kidding me. Of all the things that you could say, all the wisdom, the experience of life, 87 years, and you're going to say, your dying words are, I want to make sure that, President Trump doesn't nominate the next justice to fill my seat. Really?
Well, you know, you're right on target. You know, I want to take you back a little bit in time. About 4.5 years ago, I had written a commentary, and you and I talked about it on the air, that I thought that the real issue in the 2016 campaign and the conservative churches, the conservative coalition, got it right. The most important issue in the 2016 campaign is if the next president will dramatically change the makeup of the Supreme Court. And so the court is what's in play. Well, believe it or not, it's again this time, because we now have currently with the makeup of the 8 judges, we have 6-2. Mm-hmm. With Mr. Ginsburg passing away, the president will have the opportunity to replace her with hopefully a more conservative, strict constructionist judge, which would make the court 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's an equally important issue that we need to just touch on a little bit. If Donald Trump gets reelected, and yes, I believe he will,
mm-hmm,
there are some pundits, Bill, who are saying that he may appoint as many as 4 Supreme Court justices. Because if you look at the remaining, both the 2 liberals and several of the conservatives, they're well into their 70s. And right, there was a story going around maybe 2 years ago that if, according to that, Justice Thomas said that if Ms. Ginsburg were to either resign or pass away, and a more conservative judge would replace her, that I would consider retiring so that President Trump could appoint a justice with a much greater term, you know, 30, 40 years, to hold the court to be conservative. And I think that you could easily see that the president, if he gets reelected, could not only appoint a replacement for her, but probably at least two more judges.
Exactly. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Dan Perkins and more to discuss here on the replacement of Judge Ginsburg. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, if you didn't know by now that this election is so critical and your vote is so important, forget about the mail-in voting. Forget about ballot harvesting. Look at, we are voting for America, ladies and gentlemen. These are American values based on our constitutional right. And, of course, talking heads over the weekend, they were so fixated over this issue of the replacement of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away on Friday. And, yes, we are sorry, and as compassionate people, we feel for her family and feel for their loss, and may she rest in peace. Although I got to tell you, I was taken aback when the granddaughter could not help herself and came out with a statement about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish. And Dan, my knee-jerk reaction was, first of all, it made me sad because I was trying to tell everybody else in social media world, calm down. Just breathe. Let this woman rest in peace for just a moment. Let's not go full-blown political. But the Democrats, right, especially, just their skulls exploded on this deal. But if in fact the judge did say that, well then, you know, God bless her. She was an activist all the way to the exit. Because that's a rather activistic statement to make, is it not?
Yeah. Oh, no question. No question.
Yeah.
And I agree with what you're saying. You know, it's interesting. When we were looking at putting in Judge Kavanaugh and Judge Gorsuch, we had the same rhetoric coming from the left and from the Democratic Party. You can't do this. It's not appropriate. You can't appoint a Supreme Court justice during a midterm election. You know, all these things. And it's coming back again. So they have one song that they play, and now they're talking about packing the court.
Of course,
you know, and
packing the court and doing away with the filibuster. And let me ask you this, Dan: if the tables were turned and they were in this position, they would think nothing about blowing things up. Harry Reid already set that precedent when he went nuclear. So here we are in this particular case. The cards are in the favor. They're in the hands of Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans. And though they have to be judicious because there's a couple of seats that could be vulnerable there, easy enough, they could do all the clearance, everything that they need to do, because the candidates that Donald Trump is proposing, and he has already made it clear, it's going to be a woman that he is going to nominate. And of these women, there's two in particular, they've already gone. They've already went through FBI clearance and checks. All the security that they need to go through, it'll just be a minor review, you know, to that. And so they could be able to get this all done. Whether or not they want to get the final voting done, because it could have consequences on Collins, and I knew Collins was going to back off a little bit. Murkowski is Murkowski. You know what's going to happen there. Romney, heaven help us, but, you know, I don't know what that's going to take. Maybe Donald Trump has to promise him something to maybe remind him that he is a Republican. And the power is in the Republican hands in much the same way as it was in even dealing with health care. But thank you very much. John McCain did us no favors.
Right. The question I would ask you about the nominee, do you believe that the Democrats in the Judiciary Committee will treat the female nominee, which we now know what it's going to be, and the early news this morning is he said he's going to name the person by Friday or Saturday of this week.
Right.
Will she go under this? Will she have the same testimony scrutiny that Judge Kavanaugh or Judge Gorsuch has?
You got to believe is. It's going to be. Because Lindsey Graham said, even during Kavanaugh, it's not about governing. It's not about the court. It is about the court in as much as it's all about power. This is a power play. And so whether you are male, female, or anything in between you want to describe, the Democrats are going to go after after these judges. And in both cases, the two that are prominent in the discussion, these are very, very competent, strong females, especially the one down in Florida that you may know about, Dan. What a compelling background that she has as an immigrant, and just a classic American success story. Extremely artistic. I mean, she's brilliant. I mean, there's a reason why she has risen through the ranks so quickly, is that, as we would say in the biz, she has the goods, right?
Yeah, but Mike, let me rephrase my question. Will the Democrats risk a vicious attack on this, whoever the nominee is, especially if it's a woman, and anger women in America to not vote for Joe Biden?
Dan, they only know what they know. I mean, you're asking them to change the spots on their leopard skin. They're going to go full blown on this deal. Are you kidding me? They see what's happening. They see the court being altered, just like you and I talked about in the first break here. I mean, we're talking a generational change and shift in the court right now.
Right.
They're not going to let this happen with all their progressive machinations. I mean, even right now with this election, they're full blown. They're so full blown that they've lost their minds, Dan. There's no center ground. There's no tether to the old guard or the blue dog Democrats. I mean, they've let everything go for the sake of socialism and Marxism and the new guard of this Democratic Party that is a shell of itself. This isn't JFK's Democratic Party. It is something altogether different.
It's not a Democratic Party. It's a socialist party.
Yeah, really. And by socialist, and people need to understand, it's socialist, Marxist, communism. It's all on that same yellow brick road. And I know it's hard for people to get their brains around. I think, wait a minute, how can we have socialists here, and particularly immigrants who have come from socialist countries, go, why are you guys talking about this? I mean, we've been there. We know what happens. You know, eating out of the back of trash trucks, not very romantic, okay? You don't want that. But look, if you want to be Venezuela, just continue to listen to the AOCs and the Ilhan Omars and, you know, even Nancy Pelosi is a bit, I think she's a bit lost as well. I think this thing has run away with her, you know, that she cannot manage, she cannot corral the cats anymore. They're just moving in too fast and in too many directions for her to even keep up with them all.
I agree. And she was on the weekend show, she was clearly confused about what she was saying and where she was, and another case of one of the reasons, and I know this is going to sound terrible to say this, but I'm 75 years old. We don't need politicians who are making the kind of decisions that need to be made that are still in their 70s. We need a younger group of people.
Well, I think Joe Biden is bringing that out loud and clear, and here we are. We're on the eve of the first debate, and Dan, what do you expect is going to happen here?
What I expect to happen and what will happen may be two different things. What I expect to happen is that I think the media has been playing Biden as the underdog, and they've been going off of the president's position of he's not mentally competent, so that the bar that's set for Joe Biden to perform is very low. The bar is set pretty high for the president. Mm-hmm. I think that Joe Biden, unless he has some major gaffes, will probably he'll hold his own. But he's going to show some weakness. So I don't think it will be a total outcome changer in the first debate. But what we'll see is whether or not he can continue over the second and third one. If he blows up in the first one, I would almost say that the election is over.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dan. I would agree with you. I also, I said to you earlier, as a caution, Donald Trump needs to be careful in a way, and I know it's outside of his character, but to consider that he doesn't want to be perceived as being abusive to Joe Biden. Joe Biden will bury himself. He's done it repeatedly. In fact, he's just come out with another gaffe this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 200 million Americans have died.
And it's all, without any exception, it's all Donald Trump's fault. Dan, yeah. You and I could continue this conversation. I got to have you back. We will do this because we need to get more into this COVID narrative that the mainstream media has been making up as they go along here. He's a nationally recognized policy and energy expert. Dan Perkins has been with us. Thank you, Dan. Take care, buddy.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. 2020 hasn't gone as planned, but the silver lining for some has been families spending more time together. From school in the kitchen to intimate family-focused holiday shindigs, fall presents another season of togetherness. And Amazon Prime offers unmatched benefits to add ease, convenience, and fun to the remainder of 2020. Need school supplies or decorations? Prime members enjoy fast, free delivery on millions of Prime-eligible items with no minimum purchase. Fall game days and holidays call for tasty snacks. Prime offers free 2-hour grocery delivery in more than 2,000 cities from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market. As the weather gets cooler, cozy up with Prime's entertainment benefits for the whole family, including Prime Video, Amazon Music, Prime Reading, and Prime Gaming. Bradley Mattinger, Amazon, says,
Prime offers flexible payment options to suit members' lifestyles with monthly and annual plans. Prime also offers a discounted membership to college students and qualifying government assistance recipients.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up or start a 30-day free trial.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman accused of sending a letter poisoned with ricin to President Trump is under arrest. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials arresting the woman whose name has not been released at the Peace Bridge, which connects Buffalo, New York to Canada. The letter was intercepted last week before it ever reached the White House. GOP Senator Ted Cruz urging his colleagues to act swiftly on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, which he's expected to announce this week.
And I believe the right thing to do is for the Senate to take up this nomination and to confirm the nominee before Election Day.
The nominee would fill the seat left vacant by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday. Democrats hoping to lure 4 Republican senators to their side so as to be able to block such a vote. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, always good to be talking to you. How are you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be talking with you.
Well, I know you're a little upset like the rest of us regarding the lies that Biden and Harris continue to perpetrate, and nobody's holding them into account. What is going on here?
Yeah, it is really maddening. Right now, both Biden and Harris are trying to make it seem as if they are against the lawlessness that we have seen and the rioting and the problems that we have seen from their quote-unquote peaceful protest. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, when the protests immediately began turning into riots back in May, they didn't say anything to stop it. And now it's almost as if the polling indicates they better say something against it, so they are, rather than doing what they should have done in the very beginning.
Well, here it is. You've got somebody who, breaks into a victim's house, one who he has victimized before. There's a court order against him. And, you know, and Kamala Harris goes and visits him, says the family is wonderful. He, in a sense, is a hero, but she doesn't have a conversation with the victim. I mean, this is how upside down it is. And somehow, in the name of, I don't know, Black Lives Matter, whatever you want to call it, that it's meaningful, but it's upending the whole issue of the rule of law. And you think, wait a minute, here's Kamala Harris. She is an officer of the court. I mean, she is in law enforcement, essentially, her background, and, you know, how quick she forgets.
Right, and she claims to believe all women, and he was accused of domestic violence and had a restraining order against him. So she is for believing all women until it doesn't make sense to do that, whether it's with the accusations against Joe Biden when he was a senator or in this particular case. And she just changes whichever way the wind blows.
Right, exactly. And the fact of the matter is, oh yeah, by the way, he showed up at the woman's house with a knife. I mean, it was like, what was he there for? To, you know, cut a piece of cake for her or something?
Yeah, while the restraining order was in place.
Right, I mean,
it's completely wrong, and she knows better. She knows better than to do this, and yet she's doing it anyway because she thinks it will help her get votes. And at the same time, the riots and the Black Lives Matter protests turn into riots, and in June, after the rioting began, she said these things were going to continue, that the protests were going to continue up until Election Day and after Election Day. She is not worried at all and not taking any responsibility or being a leader, and neither is Joe Biden when right. It comes to these things. Sometimes when people are that angry, Bill, I know because I've led protests. When people are that angry, you have to be the leader and say, okay, I understand that you're angry, and here are the things that we can do that will right. be productive. You don't gin it up and make them even more angry. That's dangerous. It's dangerous for the people who are protesting. It's dangerous for our streets, and it's dangerous for our country as a whole.
Well, how naive can somebody that is this experienced supposedly in politics, how naive to think that somehow after the elections that these rioters, and they are rioters, I mean, we want to, you know, we don't want to, but we keep hearing from the mainstream media that they're mostly peaceful, and, you know, call it what you want, but the fact of the matter is they're burning down buildings, destroying property, they're killing people, they're attacking innocent citizens. Somehow, Jenny Beth, you're going to be able to control it on November the 4th?
I don't think that they have any intention of controlling it. I think that they're okay with this happening as long as it gets them what they want the most. And what they want the most is the power of the presidency. And and that is all that they care about. They don't care about what's good for America. They don't care about what's good for Black lives. They don't care about what's good for every American life. They just want to hold on to that power. And it is... and they are against Donald Trump and President Trump at all costs. It's very difficult to tell what they are for, but we can tell they're not against protesting that turns into riots. They are not for having safe streets in America. Right.
Well, they've even paid, you know, for bail for these perpetrators. I mean, the money has gone through the DNC. Kamala Harris has her fingerprints all over this as well. They are co-conspirators in all this because they see, I mean, it's kind of interesting, Jenny Beth. I mean, here we are. We've gone through all this idea of foreign interference and, you know, trying to maintain the integrity of the voting process. And the Democrats, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden and others, full force, are doing everything they can to intimidate voters. And all we can hope for is the voters
get it. They're smarter than this. They will not be intimidated, and they will come out in record numbers and reelect the law and order president that will do something about this, even to the point he's put them all on notice, saying that he will not stand for rioting and insurrection on the streets of America after the elections.
That is exactly right. And I have faith in the American people that they are going to do what is right for America. And that is to reelect President Trump. He will help us keep our cities safe. And he will help us economically get out of where we are right now because of the pandemic.
Exactly. Well, the headwinds against a good election process are against us because of the mail-in voting and the shenanigans, ballot harvesting, the things that the Democrats are doing. I mean, they have made it real clear that it's full, you know, it is full steam ahead, complicit with the mainstream media and big tech that is banning ads from the president and doing everything they can to squelch free speech.
That is very, very true. They are doing everything they can to squelch free speech. They are, the mainstream media and big tech and social media are gaming the system to give an advantage to the people who they want to see elected. And the mail-in balloting definitely makes things a challenge for us. It's very important that in places like Colorado, where there is mail-in balloting, that you are doing everything you can to track your ballot and make sure it gets back to your election board and that they have that ballot in hand by election day. And there are going to be people in other parts of the country who are at high risk and simply cannot go vote in person, and they need to make sure they're doing the same thing to track their ballots and ensure that their vote gets there by election day.
Well, the Democrats, as I said, they're full bore into this and to do everything they can, and they're especially nervous with what's happening with minorities. Look at the numbers. With Black America, Hispanics, the numbers are going and going in a upward trajectory because they get it. It's their communities that are being impacted by this lawlessness, and they know a Biden-Harris team, or as Harris says, a Harris-Biden team, with, oh yeah, by the way, President Joe Biden, you know, that's the way she refers to the ticket, which is, you know, quite interesting. But the fact of the matter is, these minorities are figuring it out, and I believe they're going to come out in record numbers to support this president. And if the polling is any indication, it looks like we could have a record reelection, which is what we're going to need in order to offset all the cheating the Democrats will do, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. It has to be so overwhelmingly in favor of President Trump that you win not just by the margin of victory, but you win by the ability for the other side to cheat.
Well, we got to leave it there. Jenny Beth Martin has been with us, honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how can America's citizens get activated for the good of this country and all that we believe and want to pass on to our kids?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy 2 bottles for only $49.99 each and get 2 bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got Senator Marsha Blackburn with us. Senator, good to have you with us. It's, I guess the last time you and I got together face-to-face, it was in Nashville for NRB, just right as the pandemic was coming about, and you welcomed us all into your state, and you were just so gracious, and I appreciated the time with you then as I do right now. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I am delighted to join you. Thank you so much. And, you know, it was pre-COVID, and here we are now in the middle of COVID. So hopefully sooner or later, we're going to get past this thing and life will get back to normal.
Senator, a couple things before we talk about your new book. Speaking of COVID, a lot of talk, particularly from the propagandist mainstream media, sorry to say, has really indicted this president and how he's handled this pandemic. So much negative news. I mean, it's been purposeful. About 95% of that which has been reported about COVID and the president has been so negative. For the record, can you help us understand and appreciate the job that President Trump and the administration has done on behalf of the American people to combat this pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at what he did in January, the end of January. He ended travel with China, made that decision, and of course, he was called all sorts of unethical, unprofessional names, very unpleasant things that were said because he said, we will close that travel with China. The fact that he did that saved millions of lives. Then you have to look at the fact that
he felt like the federal agencies were moving slowly in their response. I mean, the last pandemic with H1N1, it took the federal government 6 months to get their plan together on how they were going to handle that. And then Vice President Biden at that time said, let's not do testing. It really doesn't help us with anything. But this president felt like the agencies were moving slowly. So what did he do? He called the private sector. He said, we've got to have ventilators. Who can make ventilators? People stepped up and made ventilators. He said, we need face shields. Who can do that? People raised their hands. They retooled factories. He said, we need PPE. We need hand sanitizers. All of your bourbon and whiskey distillers, what did they do? They started making hand sanitizer. So he called on the private sector to speed up the process that the federal government was taking, and we got products to people that helped save lives. We've got ventilators. We are exporting those to other countries now. And then he also put Vice President Pence and Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci in charge of a response team, and they have led that team, and they have done a terrific job. They started Operation Warp Speed to speed production of a vaccine, and by the end of the year, we are going to have a vaccine. So these are all things that President Trump has done, and he deserves credit for that.
Well, without a doubt, and it is amazing to me how they tried to frame this in such a way that the president didn't consult with the experts, but yet Dr. Birx and Fauci were on television almost on a daily basis reporting what was going on. And, of course, the mainstream media got their head twisted a little bit here recently when Dr. Fauci, you know, came out and said that there's little daylight between what the president has said and what we've talked about in private meetings and the policies that I've supported. That is an incredible affirmation, and it speaks in contrast to what the mainstream media and other talking heads, and especially Democrats, would want us to misbelieve.
Well, you're exactly right about that. And Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and Vice President Pence have been a tremendous team and have done a tremendous job. And I think the more we learn about COVID-19, the more we learn about what took place at the lab in Wuhan, China. We do have a lot of questions, but their concern has been, how do we protect the American people? And they have done it.
Yeah. Speaking of Wuhan, China, and the lab, which Dr. Fauci knew, I mean, we got a report, in 2018, you know, from his operatives that said that they were loose cannons there. There could be a problem.
Right.
And they moved out specifically. And, of course, then the recent breakthrough, and I don't know if you're aware with this, but there is a Chinese scientist, exactly,
right,
who's come out and said, no, it was created by the Chinese. Well, I'll tell you, I believe the international body at large is taking note, and hopefully they keep this young woman safe.
Yes, absolutely. I think everyone is concerned for her safety and for the information that she has.
Well, Senator, this campaign, as we're running, you know, this is the final sprint to November the 3rd, even though people are already voting, even before, you know, the first debate. But votes are being turned in right now. But there's a clear binary choice between the Democrats, what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are offering, versus Donald Trump and Mike Pence, right?
Oh, there is such a clear difference, and it's the difference in freedom and socialism. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say we've taken Bernie Sanders' platform and their 100-day agenda, their first 100-day agenda is to socialize medicine, to pass the Green New Deal, to allow felons to vote, to allow 16-year-olds to vote, to abolish the Electoral College, to do statehood for D.C., follow that with statehood for Puerto Rico, to expand the Supreme Court. And those are just their first 100 days.
Exactly.
That is what they're going to do. They would indeed transform this country.
Well, Senator, You know, Donald Trump recently, in a presentation to not only the country but the world, you know, when we heard testimonials at the RNC convention about conservative values and how they are winning in America, in the forgotten lands, and stories told by the forgotten men and women, it was extremely powerful. And the big takeaway for me was that the president and the team made a conservative real and powerful once again. And you're doing this with your new book as well.
Yes, indeed. And the book is The Mind of a Conservative Woman. It is available at all major retailers, either in store or online. And this is a very intentional book, and it points out the bias and the prejudice that is there against conservative women by the mainstream media, by the political left. And it is there to shore them up. It's also a great book, Bill, for women who are in, that will say, you know, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm independent. And then you say, well, tell me what your filter is when you make decisions. And they will give you a conservative construct. Yes. Saying, you know, I believe in the Constitution. I want somebody that respects the rule of law, believes in the rule of law. I want to get government off my back. I want opportunity for everyone. I want equality. I want justice. And those are the things that they will mention. And that is a conservative construct. Mm-hmm. So it is to give them a landing spot when it comes to issues, when it comes to candidates. And in the book, the foreword was written by Newt Gingrich, and we go back into the history of conservatism and look at Jerusalem and the 12 tribes of Israel that we get a lot of our federalism and our Judeo-Christian ethics from. And then, of course, what we learned from the Greeks and the Romans, London with Parliament, and then Philadelphia with our founding documents. And we work our way to modern-day conservatism because people need to be able to explain why they're a conservative, exactly, why they believe what they believe, and whether they're talking to a coworker, a family member, a friend, or their children. They want to be able to say, this is why we believe what we believe.
You know, I often tell my kids, Senator, that experience defines preference, and our experience, your experience, you know, as a mom, you know, as a senator and a congresswoman, you've experienced so much, and I believe that the recent times have got to reaffirm for you that traditional values have common ground and not only can but have improved all of society. Well, her new book, The Mind of a Conservative Woman, will challenge women to improve their place in life and open doors for themselves and the next generation through the courage of their convictions. Senator, I dare say that it not only encourages women, but men are also responding quite positively because oftentimes what's good for the woman is good for the man as well, right?
Well, you know, that is so true. And what is so interesting about that, Bill, is some of the Zooms that I have done with groups, we've had many men that were in it. And then I have had men say, you know, I've read this book. I've gotten your book because I think it will help me to understand what my daughters face, what my wife faces at work, and to be more in tune with what they are having to face on a daily basis. And I just really do appreciate that. And we are continuing the conversation online. And your listeners will find me at Marsha Says, MarshaSays. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Parler.
U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn, author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country. Senator, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Godspeed.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to